Thank the Lord for today's baptism. So we will share some messages from the Word of God.
感谢主，我们今天有受浸聚会，我们先有一些分享主的话语。
Let's turn to first is the first letter of John.
我们先翻到约翰一书。
Let's turn to first John chapter 1 verse 3.
约翰一书第一章第三节。
Before we read these passages, that because this message is going to be short, so I ask the Lord, what is the single most important thing for a person to do every day after he or she got baptized?
当我们在读这些圣经节之前，我有在主面前寻求，是哪一件是最重要的事情对我们刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹来说。
So I came to this subject that is to have a daily fellowship with the Lord.
我觉得每日在主面前的交通是最重要的。
All people want to call it daily devotion with the Lord.
或者我们称说是每日的灵修，或者每日与主亲近。
So, as I meditate the subject, I think that's the most important thing for a Christian to do every single day and all through your life.
当我在思想这个题目的时候，我觉得这个是对每一个基督徒来说最最重要的，就是每天亲近主。
So let's turn to 1 John 1, chapter 3.
我们来看约翰一书一章三节。
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And then let's read verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 3. Chapter 2, verse 3. By this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. And verse 4. The one who says, I have come to know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar.The truth is not in him, sorry.
第二章第三节和第四节，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎的，真理也不在他心里了。
Okay, so let's turn to the Ephesians.
翻到以弗所书。
Chapter 5,
第五章
verse 16.
十六节
Ephesians 5:16, making the most of your time because the days are evil.
以弗所书五章十六节，你们要爱惜光阴，因为如今的世代邪恶。
And let's turn to John chapter 6, Gospel according to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章
John 6:63.
约翰福音六章六十三节。
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I've spoken to you are spirit and are life.
六十三节，叫人活的乃是灵。肉体是无益的，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And verse 68.
六十八节。
Simon Peter answered him, as answered the Lord Jesus, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life.
西门彼得回答说，向主耶稣回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
So this is a conclusion of our reading the passages for now. Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
我们今节就读到这里，下面祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for bringing us together to see the Lord, to hear Him.
父啊，我们感谢你能够召集我们，让我们一起来看他，来听他。
And to witness the baptism, that how your grace come upon these brothers and sisters.
我们一同来见证啊，为着这些弟兄姐妹的受浸，好啊，你是的恩典有何等的大。
We know that it is your will and your desire to bless all those who come before you.
你知道这是你的旨意啊，你的心愿，你要祝福他们。
And you want all of us to hear the Lord Jesus and to see Him.
你也愿意我们能够看见、听见你。
So Father, we ask you to bless each one of us here today.
父啊，我们求你祝福每一个。
In Jesus' holy precious name, we pray.
好，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So I'd like to share from my experience and from the meditation that what is one single important thing for a Christian to do every single day.
我愿意在这里来分享，借着我自己的经历。哪一件事情是我们每一个基督徒一生最重要的每天需要做的事情
So especially to these three brothers and sisters who are going to be baptized today and this is their day one
尤其是向着这三位将要受浸的弟兄姐妹尤其今天是他们的第一天
And every single day of their life they need to do this one thing
以后每一天的生活他们都必须做这件事
Not only to them, but to all of us here today.
不仅仅是对他们，也是向着我们所有的在座的。
To be reminded what is the most important thing in our life.
我们一同被提醒什么是最重要的这件事。
That is to have fellowship with the Lord every single day.
就是每一天与主有交通。
Or we call it commonly a daily devotion with the Lord.
或者我们常常说的就是每日的灵修。
It ties us to the eternal purpose of the Lord.
这个是与神永远的旨意相连的。
So not only we do it today, and one day we go to eternity, we still have a fellowship with the Lord.
不单单是今天在地上，到那一天我们在永世里与主相见的时候，我们还是要这么做。
So remember that communion, the breaking bread,We carry to the kingdom of God in millennium. That's the very important, the most important meeting for Christians.
我们知道薄饼聚会是一个最重要的一个聚会，一直到主耶稣这个天国降临，我们与主在千禧年相见的时候。
But also this daily devotion with the Lord, to have fellowship with the Lord.Is also carried not only through the millennium, but also beyond in the eternity.
但是与主每天的相亲相近，却是说是每天都要做那么重要，不仅仅到天国，而且要一直到永远。
So I'd like to share with you, with the one word. It actually is the acronym of three words.
我在这里想要分享一个字。其实这个一个字是三个字的组成。
It is time.
时间。
And God's word.
神的话。
And obedience.
顺服。
In order to have a daily devotion, we need to have these three elements.
为着我们能每天与主相亲，这三个部分缺一不少。
Time, word, and obedience.
时间，神的话。还有顺服
So this, it takes a two to have fellowship.
这个好像就是像英文里头的 TWO 二这个字
It takes a two person to have a fellowship with each other.
这个有两个人在这件事情里面
要交通需要两个人
要交通需要两个人
You and the Lord.
你和主
And the Lord and you.
主和你
Lord and I and I and the Lord
主和我我和主
Nothing in between
当中没有任何间隔
Don't allow anything get in between
不让任何的事情插在当中
So let's first look at the first word is a time
我们先来看第一个字，就是时间。
So most challenging thing for most people, is to find the time to have a daily devotion with the Lord.
对大多数人来说，这是最困难的，就是能够找到时间。
That's why Ephesians tell us to redeem your time, make the best of your time.
所以以弗所书教导我们要爱惜光阴。把这个时间用在最对的地方。
So another translation said, redeem the time.
另外一个翻译其实就是赎回光阴。
That means that we have to pay to get the time back so we can use it for the daily devotion or for the service to the Lord.
这其实好像就是说用出钱去把这个时间买回来，来用在我们每天与主的相亲相近里面，也是用来侍奉神的事上。
It is we have to pay the price to have the quality time with the Lord.
我们必须出代价，好与神有这个美好的相交的时间。
So the most important thing for Christian life is to have a daily devotion, to have a time together with the Lord, to have fellowship with the Lord.
最紧要的就是基督徒能与主有这样子一个相交的时间。
So we have to have time for the Lord.
我们必须有时间腾出来为主。
That's why Bible says, in the Ephesians chapter 5:16 says that because the days are evil.
所以在以弗所五章十六节讲到现今的世代邪恶。
Because the reason for the days are evil because there are so many competing priorities in our life.
为什么这个世代是邪恶的呢？因为现当今世代实在有太多的事情与我们在那里争夺这个时间。
To take up our times.
把我们的时间占去。
So that we don't have time to spend with the Lord.
使得我们没有时间可以与主相近。
But it is very vital, very important that we have to pay the price to find the time with the Lord.
但是这个是非常要紧，就是我们要花钱付代价，把这个时间赎回来，来与主相亲。
So please remember everyone that if somebody want to pay you $100 for half an hour to read the Bible to pray, wouldn't you do it?
你想一想，若是有人愿意出100块钱。让你能够在祷告上面一同有份这个100块钱半个小时你愿不愿做呢
So there's price tag for daily devotion.
所以这个实在是有这个价格价值在那里每一天我们与主亲近的时间。
So daily devotion actually is priceless. We have to do it for all Christian believers.
所以这个与主相亲的这个时间实在是无价的。每个人都需要做。
So second, word is to have a daily devotion. We have to have God's word.
第二个每天的灵修这个第二个词就是神的话。
And Lord Jesus says that it is the Spirit who gives life.
主耶稣说，这个灵给生命。
The Flesh profits nothing.
叫人活的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
The words I've spoken to you are spirit and are life.
主所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So, when we believe in the Lord, after we get baptized, we have this eternal life, spiritual life in us.
当我们信主受浸以后，这个圣灵就住在我们里面，生命也在我们里面。
And our spirit now awakened. Now we need to walk in the spiritual, in the spirit.
我们的灵被苏醒以后，就要在圣灵里面来一同行走。
We need to nurture our spiritual life every single day.
我们需要喂养我们里面的圣灵。
It's like we eat.
对不起，不是圣灵，来喂养我们灵命。
It's like we eat food every day to sustain our earthly life.
就好像我们每天必须吃食物一样。
So we need to have Word of God to nurture our spiritual life every single day.
所以我们必须有主的话，每天来喂养我们里面的生命。
So we need to have Word of God, and first of all, we need to read it prayerfully.
我们必须有主的话，首先我们需要带着祷告来读主的话。
And we read, we can do this, simply put it that we can praise the Lord, thank the Lord for every verse.
就是我们在那里为每一句神的话我们来感谢。
And not to say, thank God for verse 1, thank God for verse 2. No, not that. I didn't mean that. I said, thank the Lord for what it says in every verse.
我并不是说我们在那里感谢说谢谢主为着这个第一节，谢谢主为着第二节，而我在这里说的意思是说，我们在那里感谢赞美主在这个一节或者这每一节里头所说的意思。
And so, first of all, is that we need to pray, we need to read with the praying.
所以我们需要祷告，我们需要读经，在那里一边祷告一边读经。
And also, secondly, that we need to read systematically.
其次，我们需要有系统的读。
Starting with the one book.
从一本书开始。
And read through from the beginning to the end.
从头读到尾。
And don't be discouraged for some parts that you don't understand.
当你有读不懂的地方，也不要灰心。
I can guarantee you, from many brothers and sisters, from my experience, you will eventually come to the place that you can understand.
从我自己的经验，我也可以告诉你，保证你以后能够把这些都读懂。
God will speak to you for that daily bread.
主会借着这个每日的灵粮向你说话。
Even though you don't understand, read it, keep it in the heart. One day, God will shed the light on you.
虽然你不懂，但是你读它，把它记在心中，有一天主会向你显现。
Reading the devotional books doesn't count.
读这些就是属灵的这些灵修的书。
They are very helpful, but they cannot replace your daily devotion with His Word.
这个会有帮助，但是却不能取代那些真正就是只单单读圣经。
And you have to seek the Lord with His Word directly, not indirectly, directly.
我们需要寻求主，单单的借着他自己的话。
Understand God's Word directly from the Lord.
直接的向主求寻求。
So that's very important.
这个很重要。
So now, third part for daily devotion, very important, is that with the obedient heart.
第三部分非常重要的我们每日灵修必须有一个顺服的心。
So, T-W-O, O means obedience.
这三个字母 TWO 第三个字母就是 O 是顺服的意思。
So we need to have daily devotion that we need to really have an obedient heart to obey if God says something to you.
当我们在每日灵修的时候，我们必须带着这个顺服的心，当主向你说什么的时候，你必须顺服。
Sometimes we need to immediately repent before the Lord.
好，有的时候我们需要马上的悔改。
Sometimes you tell us to do something else.
有的时候主让我们做一些什么事。
So we need to have this obedient heart when we have a daily devotion.
我们需要有这个顺服的心。
To be very clearly that John actually tells us that if we love the Lord, actually we will keep His commandments.
约翰在那里告诉我们，若是我们真的爱主，我们必须遵守他的话。
So daily devotion also shows our love to the Lord.
所以每日的灵修实在能够显明我们爱主。
Because we want to obey His word.
我们愿意来顺服他的话。
It has to build on the love.
这个是在对主的爱上面所建造的。
Because with the more love we have for the Lord, then the easier for us to be obedient.
我们越是爱主，我们越容易来顺服主。
So the American have this saying. Let me test it out. Your wish is my command.
美国人有这一句俚语，就是你所愿的是我的命令。
When two in love, that what girl wishes, the boy will risk his life and to get it for her.
好像两个人相爱的时候，这个女子所想要的这个男子就会尽力的去得着。
So if a girl says, "Oh, I'm thirsty," she just whispers to herself, and the boy will go risking his life, cross all the streets with heavy traffic, and to get the water for her.
当这个女孩子在自言自语说自己渴了，那个男子就会跑到很远甚至不怕那个交通的不方便老远的去把水取来。
So this love compels us to want to spend time with the Lord.
这个爱激励我们愿意与主同在。
So to be very practical, we need to really focus on first 5 minutes.
从具体实行的这个事情来说呢，我们必须先要注重这个前面的五分钟。
I don't know how much time you have.
我不知道你有多少时间。
You know and God knows.
你知道，主也知道。
But the most important part is focus on the first 5 minutes.
最重要的是前面的五分钟你要
give 100%
专心
for this first 5 minutes.
把这个五分钟100%的给主。
As if you have only this 5 minutes.
好像你只有这五分钟的时间。
And if you give all your heart in the first 5 minutes, the sweetness of fellowship will encourage you to have a fellowship longer.
这个前面的五分钟若是你能全心的与主同在的时候，这个甘甜你所尝到的会激励你更多的与主相亲。
So, let's focus on the first 5 minutes.
那我们就专心在前面的五分钟。
This is to give ourselves no excuses.
这个就不让我们自己有任何的借口。
Don't you have 5 minutes?
你难道没有五分钟吗？
All of us should have 5 minutes.
我想每一个人都应该有这五分钟。
So we all need to really focus 100% in the first 5 minutes.
所以我们都必须100%的专注在这五分钟。
So this is I will finish the sharing.
好，我就那结束在这里我的分享。
So I'd like to encourage this three bond sisters who will get baptized today.
我在这里鼓励这三位弟兄姐妹今天要受浸的。
The single most important thing for God's children, for Christian, is to have a daily devotion with the Lord.
最重要的这一件事情，作为基督徒，作为神的儿女，就是每日的灵修。
Everything else flow from this.
所有的都是从这个发出的。
If you don't do it,
假如你不这么做,
I can tell you that your spiritual life will not grow.
你的属灵的生命不会长大。
You will go backward.
你会退后。
Because this world will not leave you alone.
因为这个世界不会把你留在那里。
So it is very important. Let me read it again what Lord Jesus says.The word I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
所以我们很需要再回来读主这句话，说我向你所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So let's have a word of prayer to conclude today's sharing.
我们借着祷告来结束今天的分享。
Because we have a baptism.
接着因为我们有受浸。
Father God, we truly want to give all the thanks to you.
天父，我们真是要把所有的感谢赞美归给你。
May you bless your word.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
That testify for the Lord.
是为我们的主所做见证的。
How truthful he is.
他是何等的信实。
How beautiful he is.
他是何等的美丽。
How loving he is.
他是何等的爱我们。
May you be with our three bond sisters.
愿你与我们的三个弟兄姐妹同在。
All through their life that they may devote their time to the Lord.
一生他们都把自己的时间交托给你。
In Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
靠主宝贵的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we will have the baptism. Now.
接下去我们有受浸的聚会。
接下来我们唱一首诗歌，然后我们就请三位即将要受。